I said there are some surprises today. We've got a lot going on, but here I am proud to introduce to you my friend, our senior minister, our spiritual leader, our music master man, Reverend Britt Hall.
Thank you, Leo, and good family. Happy Sunday. Happy Valentine's Day. I send you love, and I also send you apologies. Truly a pre-recorded message because I'm not going to be able to be with you live this morning as planned. But it is important to me that you are always in good hands, and today is no different. I think you will be very pleased with the divine solution that presented itself. It seems that all the stars in the heavens have aligned, and the role of Reverend Britt Hall will be played today by Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson. She's back with us today to share her heart again and her wisdom. And we are going to stay on track with the plan in this year of igniting our 12 powers. We focused last month on the power of faith. And we're going to continue going in the order that Charles Fillmore set. Reverend Cynthia Alice is going to continue the theme today with strength. And it is ironic how some things work out, because Reverend Cynthia Alice is definitely a woman of strength and power. And it's her birthday today. She is a Valentine's baby. So on her birthday, she is giving us a gift. I know you will show her your love when she zooms in a few minutes. And happy birthdays to all. We have a number of Valentine's babies among us. Happy birthday, Ayodele. And an extra special and loving happy birthday to the treasurer of our Board of Trustees, Reverend Keith Greer. Keith, we continue to wrap you in healing, powerful, love-filled prayer, knowing that you are being restored to wholeness more each and every moment of each and every day. The light of God surrounds you. The love of God enfolds you. The power of God protects you. And the presence of God watches over you and everyone attending to you. Wherever you are, God is. And we know this is the truth. And if you all feel moved to send birthday wishes and healing prayers to Keith, just shoot us an email at info@unityofnewyork.org, and we will make sure he gets them. Know that you all are in my heart, and now sharing his heart, lifting us higher through the vibration of song, is the oh-so-fabulous Antonio Edwards. Have a beautiful day.
Lost touch with my soul. I had nowhere to turn. I had nowhere to go. Lost sight of my dream. Thought it would be the end of me. I thought I'd never make it through. I had no hope to hold on to. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. Found hope in my heart. I found the light my way out of the dark. Found all that I need here inside of me. I thought I'd never find my way. I thought I'd never lift that weight. I thought I would break. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. I didn't know my own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I picked myself back up, hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. There were so many times I wondered how I get through the night. I thought I took all that I could take. I didn't know my own strength, and I crashed down and I tumbled, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. My own strength, survived my darkest hour. My faith kept me alive. I pick myself back up. I hold my head up high. I was not built to break. I didn't know my own strength. We were not built to break. No, no, it's time we find our own strength.
Wow, thank you, Antonio. I wasn't expecting that. Kind of sang my story to me, and I'm strong. So I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to introduce to you our surprise guest for this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson with a little surprise.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Boy, you guys are too much. Yes, it is my birthday today. What a great day to be celebrating with you all. My name is Reverend Cynthia Alice Anderson, and I'm always honored, and it is always a pleasure to be with Unity of New York. And especially today, because we're talking about one of my favorite things, the 12 powers. And I'm at my desk at home, holding up my very own copy of the 12 powers book. And I love 12 powers so much that I joined together with a couple of friends, and we wrote a book about it as well, called The 12 Powers in You. And it's about the purpose and spiritual application of these great powers. So I'm blessing Reverend Britt for taking the day off. It's so important for your ministers to have time away and to get their own rest and respite to be back to feed you every week. And I know Britt does so much. And thank you, Leo, Antonio, and Tony, and all of the folks at Unity of New York who make the service possible. So I'm excited to be here as always. I'm excited to be alive today especially, and I'm honored to be talking about the power of strength, the power of strength. So many years ago, the co-founder of Unity, Charles Fillmore, wrote a book called The 12 Powers, and the idea is that we have these very often subconscious, latent spiritual abilities that we're not aware of. And the idea is that all of these powers were contained in their completeness in Jesus the Christ, and that, in fact, they're known in us in our own Christ presence. So it's a very simple idea, but it's also very profound. Because in unity, we know that we're not praying to a God way out there. we also know we're not praying to a God just over there, but we are, but that this presence, this power is known in, through, and as us. And yes, it is above us, below us, but definitely within us. So as we seek to live a spiritual life, and I know from being at Unity of New York so often that you are a community of deeply committed spiritual souls. You want to know more of the truth. You want to know more of God. And in fact, you want to live life from the center. And what I mean by this is you want to live from love. You want to live from your Christ presence. You want to live from your highest spiritual self. And so I think actually Valentine's Day is a wonderful day to talk about strength, because the truth is love has at its core strength. So I know last month when you were looking at the 12 powers that Reverend Britt talked about the power of faith. And Charles Fillmore says faith is the perceiving power of the mind linked with the power to shape substance. The perceiving power of the mind linked with the power to shape substance. In other words, if I can think of it, if I can dream it, if I can conceive it, then I have that power within me to shape substance in the material world. And the way I think about this power of faith is that we're called to be urban shamans. I remember I heard Michael Beckwith say that probably 25 years ago, and I've never forgotten it. So I want to give him credit for that, because the idea of being an urban shaman really resonates with me, that we are to be spiritual souls, not only bringing from the invisible into the world, but from, in fact, our own being, that we don't have to reach up to God. We don't have to reach out to God. We actually reach in and then bring that power forward. So faith was last month, the perceiving power of the mind linked with the power to shape substance, which means there's this old gospel song by the Clark sisters. It's called I'm Looking for a Miracle. And there's the words in there are I'm looking for a miracle. I see the invisible. I expect the impossible. The sky is the limit to what I can have. That's some of the lyrics to that old tune. So today, as we're looking at strength, my title for today's message is the strength to stand for something. The strength to stand for something. Because as we think about strength, I think normally in the world, we think of strength as like physical, you know, like I'm going to go work out and get strong. And that's good. That's a good thing. But every time we look in the scriptures, what I've noticed is the writers of the scriptures are trying to tell us of a different kind of strength. There's a strength that is an inner strength. There's a strength that comes from the power of God that lives within us. And two stories really came to my mind from the scriptures I just want to bring to light today. And I want to, both stories are from the Hebrew Bible, which probably many of us learned growing up was the Old Testament, but the real appropriate term for that I've learned over the years is the Hebrew Bible. And the first story I was thinking of is the story of David and Goliath. I've been teaching a metaphysical Bible course online, and we're really have been looking at these old stories and saying, okay, how can we apply the lesson from this story today? And I think the best story of strength in the Bible is the story of David and Goliath. And we know the story is it was this, you know, big old Philistine stomping around and really terrorizing the Israelites. And everybody that came against Goliath was defeated. And then little David, the smallest one of the bunch, felt called, you know, to go fight Goliath. And, you know, I think his brothers even kind of joked around with him, here, try to wear this armor. And the armor was so big, he couldn't even move with it on. So he had to go without any armor. So what we see in the story is that the belief in what is possible, the belief in the power of God that was within, is what enabled David to go and face Goliath. We know from the study of the scripture that, in fact, David was victorious by using a small little stone and a little old slingshot to get it right in the right spot. So we know that little David didn't have the physical strength. Of course, he was small. He couldn't even wear the armor. But he was, however, very strong spiritually. He was strong in his belief. He was also strong then in the following through of his action. So as we look at the scriptures and we look at strength, it's almost like there is this, this is a word we don't use much today, but there's a steadfastness, you know, a steadfastness. In other words, nothing can destroy us. Nothing can destroy us. So the body dies, but our spirit can never be destroyed. And when I look at that old story of David and Goliath, I think there's a spiritual message here. And how I really, if I really take that story deeply now, stay with me. Because see, traditionally we look at that story and we say, oh, that's a story about overcoming obstacles. Well, maybe. But it's also a story about how our ego, which is represented by Goliath, is taken down by this childlike belief and innocence and trusting that God is the most powerful. So as we look inward, we know the story is not just a story about overcoming, but it's a story about us in our very own mind and heart, overcoming that part of us that wants to stomp around and be right and hurt others. And this divine aspect says no, and has the strength, in fact, to deal with that big, boisterous ego in us. So my question for you today is, do you have the strength to stand for something? Have you called on your inner strength to stand for something? To have your life have meaning and purpose? Well, I want to talk about somebody I communicated with. This is about 5 or 6 years ago now. She's not very known in the civil rights movement, but her name is Claudette Colvin, and we're going to put up her picture. Her picture was there at the beginning, just for a minute. So, Leo, if you'll put up that picture of Claudette Colvin, I'm going to be happy to share that picture with everyone, because Claudette was, as I say, not very known in the civil rights movement, is becoming more known now, which is so interesting, because Claudette Colvin was the first person to not give her seat up on the bus. It was not Rosa Parks. It was Claudette Colvin at 15 years old. Hear that, friends, at 15 years old. So just be with that for a moment. That a 15-year-old girl who was in a society where she was not respected, where she could not go in a store and try on clothes. She tells a story where she, when going into a store to buy shoes, she would have to take a brown paper bag where she had traced her foot to go buy shoes. That was the era that Claudette Colvin grew up in. And in school at this time, they were studying a lot about history and Black history and Harriet Tubman and those that served so greatly in times gone past. And so there was this divine energy that was starting to build in her, this remembrance. So when Claudette Colvin was on the bus, you know, she was asked to move and did not. And I want to share a quote from her directly. And I'll tell you, too, about my personal communication with her. In telling her story, Claudette Colvin says, "It felt like Sojourner Truth was on one side pushing me down and Harriet Tubman was on the other side of me pushing me down. I couldn't get up." So you see, there was something greater that was moving in and through her, but yet it was within her. There was something greater motivating her behavior, her actions in the world, and yet the strength was within her. When we think about a 15-year-old girl, was she more physically powerful than the police officers that did end up coming and arresting her? Was she physically more powerful? Of course, the answer to that we know is no, of course not. But in fact, her inner strength helped spur a movement. And it was Rosa Parks who came next, who was a grown-up at the time and was actually chosen as a figure of the civil rights movement. But it was Claudette Colvin who was first. And I'll tell you, Claudette Colvin lives in New York. And I have here on my desk a letter from her. Years ago, I contacted her. I learned about her story from another woman of color named Ella Jenkins, who was about bringing this energy forward, who is also a great woman of strength. So friends, as I think spiritually about what the Christ came to do, when Jesus Christ was here on planet Earth, the goal was to free, to liberate, to make new. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So this is the goal of our existence. This is the goal. And we want that life for everyone. So this Christ energy, this energy of God that resides within us must be nurtured. It must be, as Claudette Colvin said, you know, connected to, worked with, listened to, acted upon. So there's this inner energy, this inner spiritual nature that for most of us is subconscious. And our idea in studying the 12 powers is to bring it forward into consciousness, to bring it forward so that we can live a life on purpose, so that we can live a life that is a blessing, so that we can live a life that helps frees and liberates others. Strength. Strength is one of our God-given powers. It's one of the powers of the Christ that is to be known in and through us. Strength is the aspect of us that is abiding. It is steadfast. And yes, our strength must be tapped into, and it must be listened to, and it must be followed with action. We want the strength to stand for something, for someone, for truth. So right now, I want you to really think about, are you tapping into this inner strength? Are you listening to the voice of the Christ that lives within you? Are you remembering? Are you remembering that the strength of the Christ is available to you in every moment? So if life is hard right now, I want you to hear me say, the strength of the Christ is within you. The strength of the Christ will get you through. Remember, the body dies, but the soul never does. This is the strength of the Christ in you. So if you will now join me for a time of meditation. I'm just going to take us right into meditation now. It just feels like we're in a heart space, and it is time to move into that time where we know, where we experience, where we feel the love of God in a very true and real way as we connect with the very Christ energy, the Christ presence that is God, that is within us, that is all that is. So I invite you to breathe deeply now to remember that wherever you are, God is. Wherever you are, God is. And as you allow yourself to breathe a little bit deeper, that you'll notice that your body begins to relax and your mind begins to still. Let those breaths be a little bit longer than normal so that you're giving your body a clue to rest, to be at peace. So as we rest in this place of connection with Spirit, we remember that through Christ, divine faith is now awakened in me. Right in the middle of the brain, that power of faith, typified by Peter, that power of faith through Christ, divine faith is now awakened in me. So in this time of awakening this faith, I invite you to bring something to mind that you were seeking to see in this physical realm, and know that this faith, this divine power, is here to support you in bringing it through. Through Christ, divine faith is now awakened in me. And now we move our attention to the lower back, which is where we find the power of strength lives. This is typified by the disciple Andrew and often represented by the color green. It's like a light green. Through Christ, divine strength is now awakened in me. If you can, place your hand back there or just send your energy to this part of the body, waking up this channel, the spiritual center of energy that is here to serve you, here to support you on the journey we call life. Just rest in that for a moment. Through Christ, divine strength is now awakened in me. As we focus on this energy, we also imagine stepping into the light of God, that the white light of God is surrounding us, enfolding us. As we focus on this inner power, we feel the presence of God surrounding us, supporting us, lifting us up, keeping out any negativity while we do this special sacred work of activating these spiritual centers. Through Christ's divine strength is now awakened in me. We affirm that faith and strength are so closely connected. All these powers work together, even though they are individual powers, they are one in Christ. So right now, anything you need strength for, allow it to come into your consciousness and see it flooded with this divine spiritual energy that you are, this divine spiritual energy that is your Christ presence within. And remember, you don't have to do anything to get it. It is who you are. It is what you were born with. Through Christ, divine strength is now awakened in me. Flood this situation with this strength of the Christ. And now as we experience this energy for ourselves, we also send it to our members of Unity of New York who might be in physical trouble right now, in financial hardship. We see you having faith and strength to move through. Keith, we lift you up on your special day, seeing that God is loving you and supporting you, and that every doctor and every nurse are divinely appointed to you, that you are right where you should be, that healing is your natural state, and so it is. We claim this with you and for you. We also know that today we are here by divine appointment. We are guided. We were guided here. We are here by choice, and yet we were divinely appointed to this very moment to remember this truth, that faith, that strength, are who we are at the spiritual level. Our goal then is to bring these energies up into life and live these so that we can be blessed and be a blessing on this journey we call life. So for our time of remembering this truth, the truth that sets us free, we are grateful. We are blessed. And so it is. Amen.